You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Galatians chapter 6, verse 6 to 8. I read, "Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall reap of the flesh corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life." Now, brethren, when you look at this scripture from that verse 6, it says, "Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things." It means that you must understand that it is of God, it is correct, it is appropriate that when you are being blessed by a man that preaches the word of God, that teaches the word of God, that you minister to that person also all good things. That you give that person material things, you make provision for that person, provide fund for that person. It is scriptural and it is the word of God. In fact, the Bible said, "They that preach the gospel must live by the gospel." He said, "So has the Lord ordained it." Now, for those people that preaches the word of God, if you are genuinely preaching the word of God, you don't need to go to people to be asking for anything. It is God who will touch people's heart to communicate to you. Your own is to be faithful, planting and sowing the seed of the word of God. God himself has already told his church that, see, it's okay for you. You must minister to those that preaches the word of God. You don't need anybody to sermonize you on that. You don't need anybody to come and manipulate you. As a believer, it is part of the Christian teaching. It's the part of the teachings of the new covenant that when somebody ministers the word, not motivational talk, not nuggets, not human opinion, anybody that is bringing you into the knowledge of Christ through the word of God is part of your responsibility to minister back to those people. And usually, you could see that many times people like this, they have to give all of their attention to it such that they may not even be able to do anything else. So it is your responsibility. But for the preacher, it is not your responsibility to be telling people that they must sow to your life so that your grace can work for them. That is not your calling. That's not your duty. It is God who will touch people's heart to minister to you. If their heart is not touched, be faithful planting what God has called you to plant. God will take care of you. See, you cannot be faithfully preaching the word of God and God will not provide for you. So how does God want you to live? The problem is that many people are not preaching the word of God. So they cannot get that provision because God will not pay for what he did not offer. And that's why you are afraid, and then you now start manipulating people, deceiving people. Oh, so seed, yeah, if you want to prosper, if you want devourer to be revealed, if you want this to happen, is fraud. My brother and sister, be faithful to the word of God. You will see that God will touch people. He will say, "Go and minister to my servant. Send this to my servant. Send that to my servant." Even if you have to go hungry, go hungry. Go hungry on account of standing for the truth. But I can assure you that if you are faithfully preaching the word of the Lord, God will be faithful to your provision. He will be very faithful. Then he said that whatever a man sow, he will reap. If you sow to your flesh, you will reap to your flesh. So you cannot be sinning secretly and say you are smart. You are not smart. You are being foolish. And if you are sowing to your spirit, don't be disadvantaged and say that, oh, you are losing out. You are not losing out. You will also reap it. May the Lord give you wisdom. Thank you for listening. For inquiries and counseling, please reach us on this number. +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. That is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.